Is speaking during the graduation of the necessary unified forces on Tuesday, South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar said the government is aware of the challenges security organizations face. Machar says the 3 years that unified forces spent at training centers were harrowing as many lost their lives due to hunger and diseases. But the first vice president says he recognizes the resilience and patience demonstrated by the forces and believed they will protect the people of South Sudan without fear or favor.
With the disciplines you have shown in the training centers, I'm confident that the country and our people will be secured and peaceful, and a prosperous state shall be realized. Elections, which is the end product of the agreement, will be conducted on the 22nd December 2024 if we go according to the roadmap. I believe South Sudan will have free, fair, democratic elections, and you will be responsible for ensuring this.
Hussein Abdul Baghi, South Sudan Vice President of the Service Cluster, reminded the forces of their duties towards the people of South Sudan. Abdul Baghi says beginning on Tuesday, the unified forces should depart from their affiliation with parties or tribes because they are under one unified commander-in-chief, President Salva Kiir. Under the 2018 peace deal, Abdul Baghi says the parties are expected to engage in the collection of all unauthorized weapons and hand them over to authorities.
There is a need to collect unauthorized guns for the parties to surrender all weapons in their custody to the unity government. This will allow inaccessible places to become accessible and encourage businesses, free movement and passage everywhere in South Sudan for everybody without fear of insecurity.
Edimoni Akani, who represented the civil society at yesterday's graduation, welcomed the long-awaited graduation of the unified forces, but said in order for soldiers to perform their duties, the government should increase their salaries. He also urged the unified forces to not allow themselves to be used by politicians or tribes because they are now belong to South Sudan.
I'm taking responsibility to communicate to you that from today, you are not for Woye, you are not for Viva, you are not for Tekeboom. You are for the Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan. Take responsibility and show us that when politicians want to run to bush, or they want to jump into the river, or they want to fly to the air, don't follow them with this uniform. This uniform is for the nation. This uniform is not for tribe. This uniform is not for politicians. This uniform is to protect the flag we see up there.
Yakani urged the forces to work hard to track down unidentified gunmen who have been traumatizing communities across the country.
As a unified force, go out there, clear unknown gunmen. You must take responsibility to offer us as individuals, as a communities, safety and security. Finally, Your Excellency, President of the Sudan, as a chairperson of IGAD, we are asking IGAD to demonstrate us a responsibility. We need more transformation with these forces. It's your absolute responsibility. As a son of the continent of IGAD, IGAD must show its responsibility that they are standing with us as people of South Sudan.
The long-awaited graduation was attended by Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, Sudanese chairperson of the Sovereign Council and the head of IGAD, General Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, as well as several ambassadors and UN diplomats. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.